The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. If someone asked you, what is the greatest commandment in the Catholic Church, in the Catholic faith, how would you answer that question? What's the greatest commandment that you Catholics have? I don't know if everybody will answer the way Jesus answered it, is to love God with all our being. I mean, some people might say, well, the greatest commandment is to go to Mass on Sunday. And I'm sure we'll get many different answers. But really, the greatest commandment is still the same: to love God with all our being. But a lot of times I think the way we hear this commandment is not us that we love God, but that God should love us with all his being. It's more like it's on God to show us his love. It's true, God loves us with all his being. He proved it to us when he died on the cross for us. But how do we love God? How do we love God with all our being? Well, it's simple. We all know what love is. We all have been in love or were loved. How do you show your love to someone else, to your spouse, your best friend, to your parents, to your children? How do we show love? We spend time with them. We talk to them. We listen to them. We help them out to do maybe chores for them. We give them gifts. We love the things they love. We love their family and friends sometimes, even if we don't like them, but because we love the person we're loving, we love them for them. That's how we love. Why is that different when it comes to God? When we are not willing to do the same thing to show our love for God. The reason it's important to come to church on Sunday, because that's the way we spend time with God. An hour a week at the least. We come to listen to God as we ask God to listen to us as we offer our prayers. We come to share a meal with God, the meal that is his own body and blood, to show us how much he loves us, to remind us of his love, so we can be empowered to go out and love others as he loves us. We're called to share our time, talent, and treasure, just like we do with someone we love. We spend time with them. We do things for them. We do chores for them. We give them gifts. Why don't we do this for God? Joyfully, grateful, and we feel like it's forced on us. The greatest commandment is to love God. It's on us because God already showed us how much he loves us. And he calls us to respond to that love. It takes two people to be in love. You can't love on your own by yourself. There's got to be someone who will receive your love. Take some time maybe today and reflect, how are you loving God and how you can grow towards coming to that point where really we're loving God with all who we are, our mind, our soul, our heart, in everything we say and we do, we express our love for God.